Hello and welcome to the Body Shepherd podcast. This show gives the guidance you need for the fit life you want. Hosted by Dan Krask, certified personal trainer and owner of Body Shepherd.
Thank you, Kiki, for the introduction. Every time I hear that introduction, I just get a big smile on my face. Thank you for that introduction. By the way, I'm going to put the plug up front for Kiki. Go to Instagram and look for Adapt and Overcome Fitness. You will find Kiki and her friend producing some really interesting fitness content every single day. They have some really cool hashtags and a lot of ways to interact. They're two women who are just laying down some reality on what it's like to live a fit lifestyle in a very practical way. They're not personal trainers, and they'll say that right up front, but they're just fellow fit family that is just trying to do the right thing, and I really enjoy it. So Kiki's someone that I know from Body Space, and she was very kind to record the introduction for this podcast. So speaking of this podcast, I'm glad you're here. Thanks for listening. And today we're going to talk about weekend eating. So if you're listening to this series, this season one for general nutrition guidance, you've listened to me make the case for logging your food, adjusting your mindset, right size portions, and all that good stuff. And I just, the episode before this is about eating on the go. And now we need to talk about specifically weekend eating. And I wanted to sandwich this episode specifically between tips for eating on the go in the next episode after this, which is about a cheat day, because they really go hand in hand. Tips for eating on the go, very, very practical, probably mostly for weekends or as you're running around doing your life. But I think the weekend creates a special kind of trap for a lot of people that I just wanted to address head on. And then I've got my episode on a cheat day right after this so that you have kind of something to look forward to for letting off some steam. So let's get right into it. So a very common modality or a pattern is you get into working out, you get into eating clean, and then Friday night comes around, and a lot of us, myself included, there for a long time, I felt almost entitled to have a meal of whatever I wanted. And we'd go out to eat, my family and I, Friday night was sort of the let my beard down, whatever, and I would just eat whatever I want. Well, that would kind of carry into Saturday. I would get my workout in, and then I would get very, very relaxed with my eating. And because Sunday is my cheat day, which, hint, hint, that's the next episode, cheat day would actually begin on Saturday afternoon. So when I started to log my food and keep a record of this stuff, I started noticing a troubling piece of data, and that is that Monday, the 4 days of Monday through Thursday were super clean, just super, super clean, okay? We get to half of Friday, pretty good. Get to Friday night, not so good. Most of Saturday, not so good. And Sunday, definitely not good. But Sunday is planned to not be good, so that's not too bad. But what I started to notice is that I was consuming so much food from Friday night until Sunday night that it was actually taking back some of my progress from the 4 days that I had just worked. And sure enough, I have watched this happen with Body Shepherd clients where they've just put in the work Monday through Thursday, they get to Friday, they get to the weekend, and they'll report back to me and they'll say, hey, you know, I went out with the family, we did this and that, or we went on vacation, or we went to, you know, there was a party, whatever, and man, I just couldn't say no, and I can't believe it, but I've gained back the pound and a half that I lost last week. How does that happen? And I say, well, that's just the reality of it, you know. Our bodies are pretty responsive to what we do to them, and we can tolerate a lot of fluctuation with our weight. So yeah, you can eat back some of, and sometimes a lot of, your progress that you made. Now, here's the good news. The deeper you get into a fit lifestyle where that includes training and eating clean, there's some changes that happen over time that really work for you that will begin to benefit you even when you have mishaps or you get into a lax mode of eating on weekends. So things like training, you know, your body will just find a way to absorb and use those calories. You're still going to gain a little weight, but your body will find a way because you're just going to get right back into it. This meal is not, this weekend of pleasure is not going to interrupt all of your progress. Okay. So that's one thing. The other thing is that you're going to have fewer and fewer of those weekend eating mishaps the deeper you get into it. I mention all of this because I want to give you hope. I want to give you a sense of hope, or something to hope in rather, that you can look forward to, and you can say, okay, you know, I'm going to stay committed to this, and I'm going to trust the program, I'm going to trust the plan that as I get deeper into this, my habits will change, my body will change, and this will all kind of work itself out if I stay diligent. So that's your hope. Stay diligent, trust the plan, and stay with it, but we still have to address weekend eating. So one thing that I have found helpful, and this is a little bit of your homework as well, is this is going to sound really strange, but like I've said in my last episode, I'm not afraid to get weird when it comes to fitness. We have our phones, right? We have a tablet, maybe a laptop. Those all have cameras in them, and you can record videos, selfie videos, okay? And this may seem very, very strange, but your homework is to get out that selfie camera and record a video on a weekday to be watched by you on a weekend, and remind your future self that you want change and that overeating or binge eating on a weekend is not cool. In other words, I want your weekday self to talk to your weekend self on that video. Keep that video in your camera roll so that when you open up the camera roll, you're gonna see it. And even if you don't watch it, even if you can't bear to watch what's going on, you're gonna know it's there, okay? You're gonna know it's there and you're gonna be reminded. And at that point, that's the decision point, right? That's where you have to decide if you're going to listen to what's good and right for you, or if you're going to decide to go ahead and indulge anyway. Go ahead and listen to the previous episode that talks specifics about how to deal with eating on the go, because all of those apply to weekends. And then be sure to listen to the next episode about cheat days, because that includes a tip on what I do every Sunday. This episode is going to be short and sweet and to the point. That's all I have for you right now. I'm so glad you listened, because I think that eating on the weekend is a big, big problem for people. We just need to be proactive and not reactive with our eating habits on weekends. So thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe if the platform you're listening to on this allows you to give some kind of rating. I would love to have a high rating from you if you enjoyed this. Please follow us on Instagram at Body Shepherd, that's BODYSHEPHERD. And be sure to shoot me a message through bodyshepherd.com if you'd like to explore the idea of becoming a client. As I end every correspondence, every episode of this podcast, the only way forward we're going is onward. Have a great day.